Hi, this is Brandy with Banish the Bad Mood Mama. So I've asked you guys to share with me your bad mood mama moments. Well, how unfair of me to ask you to share those moments when I haven't shared mine. I'm the mother of six beautiful, wild children who I absolutely adore, but there have been times that they have driven me absolutely to the brink. But more importantly, there are times where I've gone to that edge because of my own thoughts, my own perceptions. So one of the times that really stands out in my mind for me, where I really went to that edge, where I was a complete and total prisoner of the bad mood mama, was years and years ago. My son Daniel, who is 19 now, was about a year old. And he was crying, perhaps teething or something, I don't really remember. But I was a young mom, I was working, I had midterms, I was tired. Oh, I just remember being so tired. And he was crying. And I did not have the ability to comfort him or to create an environment that would allow him to feel soothed. And I can remember just going straight to that edge and yelling, screaming at my poor baby, my beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. I can remember just staring at him and yelling at him, and I will warn you, cussing at him. Just yelling at him, just shut the fuck up. And I think back at that, and it brings tears to my eyes. I still feel guilty about it, but not in this guilty way that holds me down or oppresses me, but in a way that reminds me that I never want to go back there again. That memory serves as a boundary that lets me know that I went way too far. And I've apologized to my son in the years since, and he just kind of rolls his eyes. I think he thinks it's kind of funny that I still feel bad about it. But I do remember the look on his face. And I can just imagine him being this little baby of about a year old, looking at his mom, the center of his universe, the person who is to protect him, to give him affirmations of life, to tell him how beautiful and how special and how smart and how wonderful he is. Looking at him with such rage, to be screaming at him. So there you have it. There's one of my bad mood mama times. Pretty rough, huh? So I really look forward to hearing yours. If you feel comfortable, please come post it on the Facebook page or find me over at Twitter at notabadmoodmama. Or if you'd rather do it anonymously, feel free to send me a private message through my website, banishthebadmoodmama.com, or through Facebook, or a direct message at Twitter, and I will share it anonymously. Until then, remember to breathe and give your children a hug.